Oh, hi, good morning, everybody. I'm actually near Lionel Street, very close to Snow Hill Station, where I met a Asufa charity who regularly gives the homeless project services for food, etc. Now, I used to travel to Birmingham City Centre, where I saw every day homeless people sleeping rough and seeking help. So my story is dedicated to the homeless people. Now, shortly I'll be speaking to the charity about this, but a couple of weeks ago, I went to the Asufa project to a drop-in session where they run a session to give food to people. Now, I spoke to Jeremy from Wolverhampton, who was living in a hostel after his life spiraled out of control.
Basically, I was raised very traditionally in a middle-class family, but then I fell into, shall we say, the wrong crowd. Which led to drugs and alcohol, which certainly wasn't beneficial to my future.
What was your background before you got into this situation? What did you used to do?
Well, by trade, I am a fully qualified head chef. Also, I've got a degree in psychology. And you know, I'm shall we say, I'm not uneducated.
Do you have any advice for people like yourself?
Really, you know, unless the individual wants to do it for themselves, it's a waste of time. But certainly, you know, one has to take every day at a time. You know, drugs are very, very easily, you know. Well, they're just, you know, second to none now. It's you can just get hold of them. But alcohol is also a problem because it's readily available, it's socially acceptable, and which makes it difficult, really.
Right, I have Altaf Kazi from the Asufa project, and he joins me now. Altaf, first of all, can you explain to us who's considered homeless? As I found out, it's not just people living on the street who are classed as homeless.
Hi, yeah, well, first, thanks for having me. Well, homelessness is defined, and we use Shelter's definition of homeless, which is you could be rough sleeping, which everybody's used to. You could be sleeping in a hostel, sofa surfing as well, or be in temporary accommodation. All of these we classify as being homeless. So homeless is being without a home.
Right, I mean, we have a fairly comprehensive benefit system. Is the system failing the homelessness?
Yes, it is. Unfortunately, there are many gaps, and it tends to be at that moment of crisis where an individual goes through crisis where the benefit system fails them. And at that moment of crisis, it's about them getting the help that they need. So many of the people that you may have met or spoke to, they will have been through that moment of crisis where they're actually in a hostel or they're in temporary accommodation.
So what do you, as an organisation, do to help these people? What kind of services can you provide?
So we, at the moment, where we provide them with light relief by providing them with meals in the evening. And what we hope to do by that is to save them money so that they can then reinvest that money or spend that money elsewhere. And we provide them with a nutritious meal. We provide them with a chicken biryani, actually, which is hot rice. It's not too spicy, with some carbohydrates and some protein in the form of chicken.
And what's your background to getting involved in all of this homeless project?
Well, there's twofold. First and foremost, I really wanted just to do something really basic and help the most vulnerable. But in addition to that, I used to work for the local authority as a housing manager, and I used to see the level of homelessness, and it was just shocking to me.
I think your emotional experience that you've experienced is actually seeing your own boss turned up at one of these homeless projects. Is that correct?
Yeah, I used to work as a youth worker when I was younger. Well, I'm still young, but yeah, when I was younger, I worked as a youth worker. And the manager from the centre there, I met them, and she turned up at the centre as well. So that was really, really unfortunate.
Okay, now there are a number of places where homeless people can go for help, including St Basil. Now, I have Barry Hodge here from the charity who joins me now. Barry, how much of a problem is this in Birmingham?
The problem of homelessness in Birmingham, I mean, you can probably tell from my accent, I'm not around here originally. I moved to Birmingham about 5 years ago, and in the time I've been here, I've seen the problem of homelessness grow to a point where, I mean, I don't think you can really put a number on the amount of people who have ended up homeless on the streets of Birmingham, but when you look around and you can see that there are more people sleeping rough these days, sadly. So it's unfortunate what's going on.
Well, what can be done more to help these people?
Well, I mean, the sort of things which we do at St Basil's, I mean, our remit is we help young people who are homeless between the ages of 16 and 25. And basically what's going on is what we try and do is we're trying to make sure that they have all the skills and training that they need to make sure that they can break the cycle of homelessness. So it's things like providing them with education, employment and training opportunities. It's things like working on mental skills training, providing life skills, things like that. So basically what we're trying to do is just make sure that a young person has everything that they need to break the cycle of homelessness for good.
In a nutshell, what can be the ideal solution to help these people?
Well, the ideal solution is that the members of the public sort of break the stereotype of what a homeless person is, really. I mean, I think what we tend to do is we tend to sort of, you know, tag people who sleep in the streets as a different sort of class from us, when the reality is we're dealing with human beings who are, you've got real problems, who are really struggling, and what we are trying to do is make sure that we give them all the skills that they need to break that cycle for homelessness for good.
Thank you very, very much for your time. Back to the studio.